Here's Chick on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Our forecast from Pat Pagano: sunny clouds today, mid-70s. Tomorrow, showers, possibly a thunderstorm near 80. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. In stories that we're following for you, Lisa Carter, superintendent of Region 1, sent a letter home regarding the shootings that took place in Texas. She went on to explain in that all people in Region 1 acknowledge they're working with teachers and counselors with regards to the management of questions and conversations about the events. They want to make sure to address student questions. They don't want the topic to become part of general classroom discussion that could lead to stress or anxiety. The school counselors and staff are available to provide support for teachers and staff when needed in the aftermath of the event. Also, she communicated with local law enforcement to ask them to be a strong presence at the schools throughout the rest of the week. She believes it's a comfort to staff and families to remind them they're always there when they need them. She wound up the letter saying, "We work hard to protect the health and safety of our children and to promote kindness, empathy, and compassion among staff and students." And she thanked everybody for working together with the school district for caring partners in that regard. And she went on to say that they are there if you need them. A story from TriCorderNews.com. A 5-acre parcel of land situated 200 yards from Salisbury Village is being donated by former selectman and longtime resident Jim Dresser to the nonprofit Salisbury Housing Committee as a potential site for affordable housing. The property is situated on East Railroad Street along the rail trail, about 200 yards northeast of Le Bon's Markets. In another story from the Lakeville Journal, Twin Lakes boating clamor has triggered nerves as the season nears. The whatever floats your boat concept, not okay with a group of Twin Lakes shoreline homeowners when it involves loud music laced with profanity, boisterous party boats, and water safety concerns. The message was expressed loud and clear during a membership meeting of the Twin Lakes Association last summer. A 50-plus members sought solutions from the board and the town in hopes of avoiding a repeat scenario this summer. However, no immediate remedy is in sight. The complaints likely to surface again with Memorial Day weekend continuing for the rest of the boating season. Falls Village Scholarship Association is accepting applications from high school students living in Falls Village to continue their education at colleges or trade schools for the 2022-23 academic year. The association is also accepting applications from 2021 high school graduates who live in Falls Village who took a gap year and plan to continue their education this coming fall. The application available via online form that can be found at fallsvillagescholarships.org. Deadline for applications and support materials is June 3rd. Kent is making plans for remote meetings with new video gear. Installation of new video equipment to provide for remote meetings in the large meeting room and a smaller meeting room upstairs at the town hall were discussed at the meetings of the Board of Selectmen seeking to add the new capability to town hall. Selectmen received estimates from two contractors for the installation of video conferencing equipment in the municipal offices. The selectmen awarded the project to the low bidder, Yucatec, at a special meeting held on May 11th. The high bid had been submitted by Litchfield Stereo Design of Kent. Both bids estimated the project costs above $20,000. The town of Sharon has funded a 7,000 study of speeding on Hilltop Road, determining this year's current highway budget account will allow that expense. A traffic engineer to study the issue and report on Hilltop Road usage. The Board of Selectmen voted unanimously to proceed with the study at their regular meeting. At issue is speeding along Hilltop Road, which serves motorists as a time-saving connector between Route 41 and 4, bypassing the town center. At such situation long has been concern of residents who live along the road, fearing for their own safety as well as the children at Sharon Center School. The Smithfield Chamber Orchestra Spring Concert is upon us. It'll be Sunday, May 29th at 4 p.m. Pops, jazz, classical works by Holst, Farrell, Leonard Bernstein, and more under the direction of Matt Finley. The performance is sponsored by the Bang Family Concert Series. It's located at Smithfield Church on Smithfield Valley Road. It's open to the public. A suggested donation is $20. Coming up on Friday, June 3rd at 5:30, the Irondale Schoolhouse, located at the Main Street entrance to the Harlem Valley Rail Trail in Milton. The Board of the Schoolhouse Association will host a guest speaker, Susan Webb of Birmingham, Alabama. Webb, also known as School Marm Susan Webb, Webb. Earlier on the same day, she will be presenting a historical program to fifth graders from Weebatuck's Eugene Brooks Intermediate School and take them back in time to 1890. At 5:30, she'll present a session for adults. There's limited seating for this free event. Pre-registration is required. Anybody interested in attending should contact Oblong Books and sign up there, 518-789-3797, or stop by 26 Main Street or go to oblongbooks.com. Some meetings going on this week in North Canaan Inland Wetlands. A monthly meeting is happening tonight at 7 p.m. in Falls Village. A town meeting at 7 o'clock. The Board of Selectmen and the Finance Board meets at 7 as well. A book sale under the tent. Cornwall Library's book sale under the tent will take place on Saturday from 10 to 2. On May 29th from 11 till 2 and May 30th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as well as June 4th from 10 until 2. The Smithfield Chamber Orchestra Spring Concert will be held this weekend. An eclectic international twist of classical pops and jazz music will be performed. It's a Bang Family Concert Series. Matt Finley is the director of this. It'll happen on Sunday at 4 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, featuring a tapas menu and nightly dinner specials, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 32,120.28, the NASDAQ at 11,434.74, and the S&P 500 at 3978.73. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.